We have information that Mr. Pleterski may have been attempting to solicit investors as recently as February of this year. And so our concern goes out and our appeal goes out to those who may have been contacted by him.
That is the voice of Durham Police holding a press conference Thursday as we chatted about the self-proclaimed crypto king who was arrested and charged, and now we know what he's charged and facing. A lot of fraud and money laundering charges in what police are calling the largest fraud investigation that they've ever seen, certainly in that region. So the crypto king, Aiden Pleterski, 25, arrested on May 14th and, of course, released on bail. That shouldn't surprise anyone at this point because we let everyone out. But, you know, he is accused of bilking millions from investors, promising massive profits and guaranteeing no loss from the original money put out, which probably should have been a big indication to those putting money in. Anyone guaranteeing a return or absolutely no loss generally can't make those kinds of promises. But, of course, as soon as pictures online and certainly videos started appearing showing off all these lavish homes, the expensive cars, the private flights, you know, it did not take long for people to start realizing that there was something going on. And then, of course, there was a multi-million dollar bankruptcy that started to make headlines, and then a December kidnapping that he was said to be involved in that left him apparently beaten and battered by those police say were demanding their money back. And so now this 25-year-old, well, pimply-faced kid is going to be spending the next few years dealing with a whole lot of legal issues. Ultimately, though, look, this is it's not a victimless crime. A lot of people have lost literally everything. Let's talk to the man who is representing them. His name, Norman Groot, founder and managing lawyer over at Investigation Council PC. Good to have you.
Yep, good morning.
18-month investigation, certainly a long, long time to get this investigation going. You have been dealing with a lot of people who feel that they have been ripped off by this guy. Is there a sense of relief or is it a sense of anger? Because this is a tough case.
I would say more of a sense of relief. The anger, of course, happened when this first all got exposed. And so these charges have been a long time coming. And I think people are more relieved that it's actually happened than anything else.
You know, they're not small amounts. We're talking $41 million in this country. You know, that is a lot of money. You know, is there an amount? I know you're not representing everybody, but what is the amount that we're talking like that some people lost? Is this like life savings? Are these people that don't have money to lose? Are these, you know, some of them sophisticated people who would do investments?
Yeah, all the above. For some people, they've lost everything. For other people, it hasn't been everything, but it's been a serious dent.
Yeah.
And it certainly creates problems.
I would say so. What is the ramification, right? Because the criminal trial is one thing, but you would have to, I guess, go to a civil court to deal with the other. But is there any chance, any hope that any of this money is going to come back?
Well, there's been a bankruptcy process that's been ongoing since August of 2022. It still hasn't wrapped up. So ultimately, you know, the people who filed claims in the bankruptcy process are hoping that more gets recovered through that process. But ultimately, anyone involved by this who has a hope of recovery after the bankruptcy process should be filing a civil claim because they're coming up against a two-year deadline to do so.
Yeah.
And the criminal process, as far as restitution order go, we don't see many people recovering on restitution orders.
So. But you know, like the court process, as you well know, it's a long time. It's very stressful. It can be very, very expensive. And you know, no guarantees to your point. So this is a lot of work for those who invested to see this thing through, knowing that they may never get anything back. Is that enough for them?
Well, it's not. I'm sure it's not enough for anybody, but at least it's something. So, you know, there's a lot of unaccounted for money. Perhaps Mr. Pleterski will find God and disclose where some of this is. But otherwise, it's just a very long-term process where there may never be much of a result.
Now, his parents certainly aren't charged with anything. They are serving as surety for him. He's got to stay with them under home arrest. could they be held liable for any of his actions or alleged actions?
Likely not in the civil courts, just because of the nature of so many victims and people not having direct contact with the Petersky parents. If they did, then they may have a case that way. I know that the and it's been reported that the bankruptcy trustee has made a recovery from the Petersky parents by way of a settlement, and so that may be all that happens as a result of that.
And what about all of these things that were seen in his videos? The green Lamborghini. I think there were, stories about a house that was rented in Burlington for $40,000 a month. But there are obvious allegations that the money would come in and the money would go right back out. And we're talking millions of dollars. Are any of those assets around, or are they disappeared? Like, can't those be part of a recovery?
Yes. So, I mean, it's been reported by the bankruptcy trustee that the various vehicles that he purchased have all been recovered and sold off. And that's part of that process. Not even close to half of the money that Petersky was provided has been accounted for in the sense of where is it now? And a lot of people didn't report their losses as well. So, that money certainly isn't accounted for.
Is that a shame?
It's a hard reality in these type of cases. I mean, it's very easy to hide cash. It's very easy to conceal crypto. And Mr. Petersky, at least, was somewhat sophisticated in doing transactions using crypto.
Were there any indications, to your knowledge, any kind of warning signs, any kind of gut, gut reaction at any point where your clients say, I feel like something's not right here? You know, I mean, there's always, when we're dealing with money and you're putting it into someone else's, care or trusting someone, you've got to trust that person. But was there any kind of obvious sign? Because there will be people who say, well, how could they think of giving that kind of money away to someone they don't know? But were there any kind of warning signs that they saw?
The short answer is no. For almost everybody, the first warning sign is, oh, he's not making an interest payment, or, oh, he stopped communicating. So when people get involved in these sort of schemes, there's usually some trust-based element to it. In this case, it's not with Mr. Petersky for the most part. It's with other people who they thought were receiving positive returns that they knew and trusted. And then there was at the time quite a bit of media frenzy about the price of cryptocurrency escalating. And of course, this guy was acting as if he was actually successful at it. And, then the unfortunate greed factor comes in and causes irrational decisions.
Yeah, boy, I'm seeing this on American Greed at some point, the TV show, because there's so many layers to it. What happens next, right? Like, is an apology, have they ever heard anything, any remorse, any kind of explanation that is good enough for them?
No, the short answer obviously is no, because Mr. Petersky has gone onto social media and certainly showed anything but contrition. And the amazing part is that he was making these social media postings even after his alleged kidnapping.
It's crazy. Just before I let you go, if this were regulated, let's say like a bank, then would there be more recourse?
Well, if he was a regulated financial advisor, he would have to be insured. And so he's not regulated. He never was regulated. There never was any insurance. These guarantees that he orally makes or puts on his one-page contracts are meaningless.
Yeah, well, boy. Well, it's going to be a long, court case. I think there's a few years of legal wranglings that this guy will be dealing with, but certainly it's not a victimless crime, and I know you've got many of those people that you're trying to help. We'll keep following along. Norman, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. That's Norman Groot, who is a founder and managing lawyer over at Investigations Counsel PC. I mean, a lot of cases, those who felt that they were being bilked out of the money either had to get private investigators or hire people who certainly knew this particular area of the world, right? It's not something that everyone understands. You need a particular expertise to understand, just not the finances, but how all that crypto, that world works. it'll be interesting how the judge, whether the judge is well-versed on crypto, right? It's, or the jury even, like, it's complicated. They'll have to know how things work and how things don't, whether or not they get lost in the fog of all that. But certainly there are people that didn't report it, but of those who decided, like, I'm going to try to get to the bottom of this, they hired somebody, and now I guess we wait and see what happens with this kid. He's got to stay at his parents' house on a $100,000 surety. So he's living in his basement, and I guess maybe he'll post some YouTube videos from there. But I'll open the phone lines on this, right? 416-870-6400, 888-225-TALK. Do you have any empathy?